to Parks with item 16.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. The next item in your on the agenda is item number 16. It is the Roy Lake Resort Prospectus. We do not have an entry into the book, but Rachel is providing a handout, which is the settlement agreement that we are requesting approval on today. So we'll just ask you to follow along with that handout. Just to provide some update and probably some refreshers and some basic background for Commissioner Locken. You know, we've been here multiple times in the past regarding the sale of Roy Lake Resort. Just some basics on the concession operation. Roy Lake Resort is at Roy Lake State Park, which is roughly 5 miles south of Lake City or 25 miles north of Webster. The current concession operator, Jan Pitzel, has operated the business since 1993. The current concession agreement that she is under started in 2003, so this is her second full lease term that she's operated under there. Currently, the following services that are offered: they have 8 standalone rental cabins, a 4-plex condo rental unit, a main lodge that has 2 lodging rental units, a kitchen and dining area, as well as a convenience store that offers anything from grocery items to camping and boating supplies and other merchandise. They also have on-the-water fuel sales, courtesy docks for use by their renters, and then they also do boat rentals. The current concession, like I said, was entered in 2003. That was originally a 10-year term. When the original lease was entered, it also included a provision for an investment development program in exchange for a 5-year lease extension. That development program was fulfilled. The investment amount was satisfied, and they were granted subsequently the 5-year extension, which makes the current lease now a 15-year total. They pay currently a franchise fee structure that is 4% of gross receipts up to $200,000, and then beyond $200,000, it's assessed at 5%. As I said, it's a 15-year lease. We are in year 15, and the contract does expire at the end of this calendar year on December 31st, 2018. If you'll recall, we have been under the process for expiration and transfer and sale since middle of the year in 2017. There's an 18-month window where we enter the expiration period. And so what that required of us originally was to obtain an appraisal for the value of that resort, which we did. It was completed in the later part of 2017. The appraised value was established at $975,000, and those appraisals are third-party independent appraisals that we contract out, and we pay 50% of the cost, and the concessionaire pays 50% of the cost. In November of 2017, the Commission approved a settlement agreement that we had entered with the concessionaire at that time. And that included the sale price at $975,000, and the required investment is to purchase the possessory interest in the facilities there, as well as the personal property that they have to operate the business. The lease that we advertised carries forth the same terms and conditions that exist there today as far as required services and franchise fees and other maintenance obligations, with one addition of a repair and maintenance reserve. And that's something that's becoming very common in our concession leases. As we enter new terms, it gives us an avenue to ensure that money is reserved and put back into the facility so they are maintained in good repair throughout. That prospectus, after approval, was issued on November 9th, 2017, and then it expired January 26th of 18. And no proposals were received. Following that, in March of 2018, the Commission approved a second issuance of that same prospectus utilizing the previously approved settlement agreement. That prospectus was issued on March 5th, and expired on May 2nd, and again, no proposals were received in response to that. We have since met with the concessionaire, and they have requested a new prospectus with a reduced sale price at their request of $795,000. What you see in front of you is a settlement agreement that we have reached for your approval today that acknowledges and formalizes that sale price, and that would be the price that anybody interested in this opportunity would have to bid and have to agree to in order to be a potential or successful bidder. All the terms and conditions that are contained in that settlement agreement are exactly the same as the language you approved back in November, with the exception of the modified sale price. And again, that was reduction at their request. Just some basics about that settlement agreement. It covers many items that are, you know, anticipated or in order to expedite the closing process once the RFP closes. It covers things like personal property replacement, if they should have to do that during this time before we select an operator. It discusses the inventory disposition once we select and those things need to be settled by the buyer and seller, as well as disclosure of financial documents to potential bidders who should request it, site visit scheduling for any interested party. It requires them to continue making lodging reservations for future operating years, as well as a full asset list. And again, there's some other various items, but it's meant to establish, one, the sale price, and then assist in expediting the sale process for anybody who wants to bid on this opportunity. So that covers the settlement agreement. The recommended requirements of the new concession agreement would be the same as we've issued at the past with past prospectuses, and we would request a term of 10 years, required minimum services of the levels that exist there today, and that would be the cabin and lodging room rentals, the resort store, to maintain the on-the-water boat gas sales, the boat rentals, and the minimum resort season of Friday preceding Memorial Day through Labor Day of each year. That would be the minimum. They can certainly operate beyond that or before that in the shoulder seasons if they choose to, but in our concession agreements we usually do set at least a minimum resort season. Franchise fees would be the same, 4% of gross receipts up to $200,000, then 5% of gross receipts in excess of $200,000, as well as the addition of a 2% repair and maintenance reserve. That's the item in front of you. The action that we would request of you today would be to approve the settlement agreement that's before you, that was entered into between the department and the concessionaire, as well as authorize the department to issue and advertise a prospectus for the purchase and operation of Roy Lake Resort in accordance with the 10-year lease standards that we discussed, as well as with the terms and conditions, conditions of the settlement agreement. Any final concessionaire selection or approval would ultimately be subject to commission approval. And with that, I would open it up to any questions or discussion.
How long will it be advertised?
We are anticipating roughly 60 days. What the concessionaire has requested is that the expiration date falls just prior to the September commission meeting, in hopes that we would have something to report to you at that time.
Questions?
Move approval.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor would say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's approved.
Thank you.